And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. A 35-year political career is ending. Jay Darden, who served as the East Baton Rouge Metro Council representative in the state Senate, Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor, and Commissioner of Administration, is retiring from politics. The 69-year-old started in state government when elected to the state Senate back in 1991. He served in the upper chamber until 2006 and helped craft several significant pieces of legislation.
Funding for DNA testing early on, charging 17-year-old, being able to charge 17-year-olds as adults were big in the criminal area. Authored the bill that created the community college system and term limits, which has been an interesting and controversial subject.
Darden left the Senate in 2006 to become Secretary of State after the death of Fox McKithen. He was elected to serve as Lieutenant Governor in 2010 and helped come up with the Pick Your Passion marketing campaign.
Pick Your Passion was a great campaign and worked out very well for us as we had four consecutive years of increases in tourism and really rebuilt international tourism after Katrina.
In 2015, Darden ran unsuccessfully for governor. However, on the campaign trail, he connected with John Bell Edwards. After Edwards was elected, he chose Darden as his commissioner of administration, putting him in charge of the state's finances. He says the challenges of the job began on day one.
John Bell and I both thought we had a $1 billion shortfall during the course of the campaign. We both were talking about what we do to address a $1 billion challenge. And all of a sudden, we get there and we realize this is a $2 billion problem.
It took a couple of years to put an end to the budget deficits, but the challenges didn't stop as the state was also hit with major hurricanes, civil unrest after the Alton-Sterling police shooting, and the COVID pandemic. The LSU Tigers completed their mission of a 10-game winning season as they rallied in the final minutes to beat Wisconsin 35-31 in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa. Garrett Nussmeier was named the MVP. He led the Tigers back from two 14-point deficits.
But the way we performed today, it's huge going into offseason. 35 points, and, it took us a minute, but we got rolling. I think that's going to be a great opportunity for us to build and continue to work throughout the offseason.
In his first collegiate start, Nussmeier threw for 395 yards and three touchdowns.